If you are an elderly driver in Florida, you can knock down the price of your car insurance by taking a course and watching training videos like this one.
If the first sign of trouble is the brake lights on the car ahead, it may be too late to avoid a crash. In the city, look at least a block ahead.
I watched this AARP video a couple of years back while reporting on senior citizens and driving, and now a new study has put some hard numbers on what we already knew. As baby boomers advance through their 60s, the likely consequences on America's roads are not good. Older drivers are more likely to be involved in accidents. The report was conducted by a nonprofit group called TRIP in association with the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. Frank Moretti is the research director for TRIP, and he joins us from Detroit. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robert.
And first, how much more likely is it for a driver who's over 65 to be in a traffic accident than a driver who's under 65?
The most critical number is that 17% of traffic fatalities occurred in a traffic crash that involved at least one driver age 65 and over, but only 8% of vehicle miles that traveled annually are driven by drivers that are 65 and older. So you could say from that that older drivers are twice as involved in fatal crashes as you would expect based on their amount of travel.
A key problem here appears to be the left-hand turn. I'd like you to tell me, what's the problem? Give me a scenario that's fairly common here in which the older driver has more of a problem than the younger driver.
As you come to a left turn, particularly if there's not an actual left turn lane, you're now in a fairly stressful environment. You're trying to keep track of the vehicles coming at you, trying to gauge their speed. You're conscious that there are vehicles behind you, so you're under a fair amount of pressure. And those are the type of environments that are going to be the greatest challenge for someone, that maybe their reflexes aren't what they once were, that maybe there's some diminishment of cognitive abilities, or vision might not be quite as good as it once was. And so that's considered one of the more stressful and difficult driving challenges. And that's why there's a lot of emphasis on left turn lanes, to try to make those turns as easy as possible. Also, lighting at intersections is considered to be very helpful.
So, indeed, you think we can make a dent in the number of accidents by designing our roads differently?
Florida is taking a lead in this area, but increasingly other state and local transportation agencies, as they go ahead and make improvements and upgrades on their roads, are following really a set of guidelines. Some of those solutions are clearer and brighter signage. It's making sure that lettering for streets are 6 inches and not 4 inches, which makes them a lot easier to read. Putting those signage earlier as you approach an intersection, which certainly makes it much easier to find where you're trying to turn. All of these types of improvements are showing incremental benefits in terms of improving safety.
Have you been through this with an older parent and trying to separate somebody from the steering wheel?
I'm starting to get signals from my mother in Florida that she has some concerns with my father in his early 80s. So, from a distance, it's out there. And that is the challenge, is sort of striking that balance between trying to maintain the quality of life for older people, but also recognizing that at some time they may have to make some lifestyle adjustments based on their ability to drive a vehicle.
Well, Mr. Moretti, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
That's Frank Moretti, who's research director for TRIP, the nonprofit which conducted the research into older drivers and accidents.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.